That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK. We'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Wednesday, January 10th, and tonight's special is chili with beans and a roll for the special at the Norton Eagles. So make plans to go and enjoy chili with beans and a roll for the special this evening. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy their auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There'll be patchy blowing snow between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 39 and breezy with a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 10 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after 8 a.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 24. Should be blustery on Thursday with a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northeast 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour with new snow accumulation of less than an inch possible on Thursday. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 17. On Saturday, partly sunny and cold with a high near 6. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 7 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 2. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow. Should be mostly sunny and cold with a high near 8. And on Tuesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 23. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 71%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.48. And the dew point is 16 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 10th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are. Okay, first things first. Let's see. The Blue Jay basketball game that was scheduled for yesterday was postponed. February 3rd, I believe, is what the date was.
I believe so.
And they did post that on their Facebook page, updates on that. So be sure to like and follow the school's Facebook page. You can keep up all that's going on, but we do our best to keep you up on that also. So yesterday's game was postponed due to weather, and I saw that K-State won their game last night, so congratulations to K-State. Let's see. We want to let everybody know that you're going to be able to listen to the Kansas City Chiefs right here on KQ&K on Saturday. Pre-game starts at 6. The game starts a little bit after 7, so you can enjoy that.
No subscription required.
Nope. No, it's all free.
It is all free. I saw. I'll go out and see who it is. Right. We forgot to put the
sign up. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that's, well, so far as I know, that's the only thing I've forgotten so far. We want to thank everybody for being patient with us. We really did our best to keep up on closings and things like that on Monday. I came in and tried to keep up on that, and Mandy was busy on Facebook updating on all the closings also for yesterday. So we're not always able to get into the computer remotely. We do try, but you know, when on days like yesterday, we were kind of, or on Monday and Tuesday, we were kind of worried about having problems getting back on. So we mainly stuck to Facebook. So just in the future, it's important for you to know that we will always keep on top of it and update our Facebook page throughout the day when there are closings or anything going on that we can't get down to the radio station for. Mandy and I, well, I came in Monday for the, in the morning, did the news, and then left because it started getting really bad. And then yesterday morning was a bear. So I just want to let everybody know that we do our best to always be here, but there are times when we have to think about our safety being out in the roads and such. So we have to worry about being on the roads also. But we want everybody to be safe, so we do stay on it. Even if we're not here at the station, it's important for you to know that we are. We stay on it, and we make sure that you stay informed. I think our community did a great job is staying home when they needed to stay home and off the roads. So our city crews were able to get things cleaned up. Thank you to our city crews and to all the linemen and electrical men who, anybody who lost power, they got them going back up again. And their services, I mean, especially times like this, we love them. We appreciate them very much. And also our city crews going around, they were at it at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. They were down my street, and I think they probably started earlier than that. So to the city crews, all your hard work, because you don't get any time off for bad storms. You are there to make sure that we can get back to normal. So thank you to the city crews for all of your hard work and everything you did to keep us going. Like I said, just keep listening to KQ&K, and we'll keep you informed. All right, let's see. I think that just about wraps things up a little bit for now, so I'm ready to get started. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, so first things first, let's do our trivia. We want to thank our Norton Pizza Hut for bringing in us our trivia every day, Monday through Friday, on our party line. 785-877-3359 is the number you can call. Our Pizza Hut, you can order online, you can download that Pizza Hut app, and you really should. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store, and you know, it makes it so much easier ordering, especially if you've got a few people that have different orders or can't decide. You can take your time and have people shooting orders at you, and you're not on the phone trying to get things straightened out. So it's very convenient to have that app. So go ahead and download that app from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut, family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, they do deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. You do still have a week to use it once you pick it up. And if you can't pick it up between our regular office hours, we're here till 11:30 and back at 3:30, then let us know. Call us and we'll leave it on the door for you. But just keep in mind that when we leave it on the door, we do put an expiration date on it, so you have a week from the day that you ask us to leave it. So you need to get that picked up. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia, and you will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, so David Bowie is in my news today, so I'm going to ask you a question about David Bowie. 785-877-3378. So David Bowie's last name was not originally Bowie. He changed his last name to Bowie to avoid confusion with another rising star. Who was that rising star? 785-877-3378. While we wait on an answer, we're going to go to our open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. So David Bowie's last name was not originally Bowie. He changed his last name to Bowie to avoid confusion with another rising star. Who was that rising star? 785-877-3378.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. First off, at the Merck, Feb cattle up 27 at 171.05. April up 5 at 173.65. As far as feeders, January up 32 at 223.97. March up 25 at 225.12. As far as the hog market is concerned, Feb lean hogs down 85 points at 71.02, and April down 42 at 70.07. As far as the grain market is concerned, Kansas City wheat March down 7 3/4 at 6.19 1/4. July down 6 3/4 at 6.27 1/2. In Chicago, March wheat down 3 1/4, 6.06 3/4. And July down 2 1/2 at 6.28 1/4. March corn down 4 at 4.55 1/4. December down 3 1/2 at 4.89 1/4. In the bean market today, January down 10 1/4, 12.31 1/4. November down 7 1/2 at 12.01. Another slow start to the morning feedlot-wise. Bids remain very elusive. Few asking prices. Southern Plains starting out at 174+, but North asking prices have yet to surface overall. Crude oil this morning is up 93 cents, $73.17 a barrel. And at Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 103.5 points. NASDAQ is up 34. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Hey, we got a correct answer on our trivia. The first caller with the correct answer was John Hanlon. My question, David Bowie's last name was not originally Bowie. He changed his last name to Bowie to avoid confusion with another rising star. Who was that rising star? Well, it was Davy Jones of the group The Monkees. So David Bowie was born David Robert Jones, and he changed his name when he was 18 to avoid confusion with the other British musician of the same name, Davy Jones, who later became the frontman for the Monkees. And his manager said that he needed to change his name because nobody was going to make a monkey out of him. there you go. John Hanlon had the right answer. That won him a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. I will say we had quite a few correct answers. I was trying to be a little bit easy today, but so we did get quite a few answers. So Mandy got it right, and Big got it right. So we just were on a roll today. That's awesome. You know, starting out the new year snowed in makes up for it when you get so many great answers to the trivia.
Yes.
All right, so John Hanlon, congratulations. You've won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, let's get to it. We want to tell everybody we're waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a... Oh, I did do that. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, give us a call, 785-877-3378. At the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive one of those big, delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Because at the end of the show on Friday, Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Wow. If you know anybody that's having
Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's our long Monday. Give us a call if you know anniversary couples. Because anytime this week, because on Friday we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'd like to wish Marianne Hadley happy birthday.
Marianne Hadley, happy birthday. All right. And that's today?
That's today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We were talking about anniversaries. You know, stopping at Garden Gate, etc. I know that the Christmas season is over, but we've got another big occasion coming up. That's Valentine's Day. That's just a little bit over a month away. Today's the 10th. Yeah, just barely over a month away. Don't be that last-minute person. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today. Find that perfect gift right here in Norton on Highway 36. Also, Click Your Heels Travel. Call them at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs. And remember, travel is just what they do at Click Your Heels Travel. They're there with you from beginning to end. Call them today at 785-871-4109. A few people may have experienced the snow and thinking, like me, Belize, the Caribbean, be the place to be. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, is there anybody out there can scoop snow, or somebody that has a front end loader, or you know, one of those little bobcats? I need my driveway dug out.
And your phone number?
785-871-7515.
Okay, so you're in search of snow removal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a youngster anymore, so.
Hey, I did one sidewalk, and I was wore out, so I understand. All right, have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, before we get a whole bunch of volunteers for that gentleman, we welcome your phone calls. If you are looking for snow removal, we'll get your information and your phone number. However, if you are offering snow removal services, that would be paid advertising, and so you would have to pay to call in and give your information. But if you're looking for snow removal, call that in. We'll give your number out, and then if you are offering that service, you can call them. But if you want to advertise your snow removal service, that does cost on Party Line. Just before we get
that's great to know, because we'll probably get a bunch of people calling looking, and yeah, just call the people directly if you're a snow removal
yes.
place.
So in search of snow removal, 871-7515.
I'm glad you said that.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. First things first, we want to thank our sponsors today. Oh, yeah, if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you're in search of something or you've lost something, call us here at the station at 785-877-3378. We want to thank Sunshine Learning Center, Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, J&R Liquor, Destination Kitchen, H&J Repair, and Cowpoke Supply. All sponsors of our show, we truly appreciate your sponsorship. Because of you, we get to be here. You know, we weren't here yesterday, so we do have a little bit longer list today because we are going to talk about our sponsors, our Tuesday sponsors also. We don't want to leave them out. So.
In Mondays,
yeah.
We're making up for everyone's sponsorship.
We want to make sure we can get everybody covered, and because they deserve it. Because without them, we wouldn't be here. So we want to make them happy and give them the business. All right. First things first, reminders, do you have any?
I do not.
Okay, my only reminder today is for our Norton Public Library. Today is Wednesday, January 10th. From 3:45 to 4:45 will be Art Club for Kids, where you can go see the budding artist creations they have on display in their Art Club gallery. This is a parental contract event, so you need to get that filled out if you haven't already. One per child in the household that will be attending the events. But it doesn't take very long to stop into the library, and they'll help you with that. I also want to give you out the library's phone number, 785-877-2481. They have had a few schedule changes because of the weather, so if you're unsure of what's going on at the library, just give them a call, 785-877-2481. You want to start?
I will start. Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project, or get ready for winter project. It's here. You can't get ready. You're a little late, but they can still help you out at Cowpoke Supply. You can get everything that they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. They have a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, and screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, large and small appliances, and all of your winter wear, winter underwear, your winter gear, as well as your winter helping aids. like ice melt. If you can't find what you're looking for, they're more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you could dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. Every week, we give our listeners a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply, and we do that by choosing a word. And then you listen to the rest of our show for Natalie or I to say the word. And the first caller, as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, to call when we say the word, will win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. And I mentioned it during their ad. They do have the ice melt. We get our ice melt here at the radio station at Cowpoke Supply. And so our word is going to be melt. We want it to melt. But I don't think it's going to happen with the extreme cold weather coming up and additional snow in the forecast. But you can still get your ice melt at Cowpoke Supply and be prepared for the weather and getting your sidewalks safe. So the next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, 877-3378.
I'm going to talk about Sonic. Sonic has some new things out right now. As of Monday, January 8th, Sonic launched two new combinations involving peanut butter and bacon.
That is so weird. I'm going to try it.
I was thinking the same thing. But, you know, I was thinking, oh, peanut butter and a hamburger. But have you ever had, like, really warm peanut butter sandwich? Oh, my goodness. That's just... It even tastes different. It's just delicious. So this is probably going to be really good. So the double cheeseburger features two 100% oh, and also a peanut butter bacon shake.
Peanut butter bacon
shake. I know. Well, let's talk about the burger. So okay. The double cheeseburger features two 100% pure beef patties that are layered with creamy peanut butter, crispy bacon, grilled onions, and melted cheese. That's all on a toasted bun. And the peanut butter bacon shake combines the two items, peanut butter and bacon, with vanilla soft serve, whipped topping, and a cherry on top. How interesting. So, you know, that's not something you'd really expect, but, you know, Sonic, they're innovators. They want to try something new, and this is their new item, the peanut butter bacon cheeseburger and the peanut butter bacon shake. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Does melty cheese work?
It's your call.
Yeah.
It is a version of it.
Melted
cheese. All right. And who is this?
Phyllis Yater.
All right, Phyllis. You've won yourself a certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. You can pick that up here at the radio station during regular business hours. Just remember, you have a month to get that, so you don't need to get out in this not-so-nice weather.
We need the melted salt.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Have a great day, Phyllis. Thank you.
I just hope they have some. You all have a good day, too.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, she got over on me because I didn't realize that I had said that. Melted cheese. Well, Phyllis was listening. Congratulations, Phyllis. She won a good certificate to Cowpoke. So stop in at Sonic, check out these new items. Also, check out other great items that you know and love. And remember, they serve their whole entire menu all day long at Sonic. Breakfast, lunch, it doesn't matter. You can stop at any time of the day and enjoy that at Sonic. Stop in at our Sonic right here in Norton on Highway 36.
I have a great opportunity for you. Sunshine Learning Center is now hiring lead teachers and assistant teachers, part-time and full-time. If you're interested in becoming a part of the Sunshine Learning Center family, here's some of the benefits. And I say benefits because, you know, it's not only working with kids, playing with kids, having fun with kids all day. You're going to get flexible hours, guaranteed weekends off, guaranteed evenings off. Those are just some of the benefits that you're going to get. You must be 18 years or older, and you must be able to pass a KBI background check. Your pay is based on experience, and if you'd like more information or you'd like to go ahead and apply and become a part of the Sunshine Learning Center family, you can do so by stopping in and talking to Jennifer at 110 North State Street. Again, Sunshine Learning Center is now hiring part-time and full-time. It's a lot of fun with lots of kids. And like I said, those three things, just in and of itself, are the best offerings for a job. Flexible hours, weekends off, and evenings off. Who wouldn't want a position like that? Again, stop in and talk to Jennifer, 110 North State Street in downtown Norton for Sunshine Learning Center.
You know, one of my best jobs growing up, I started working at a very early age, but one of my most favorite jobs was working at a daycare center.
Oh, yeah.
That's so much fun.
It is so much. I mean, and then they have all ages. They have from the babies all up through the elementary age and so on and so forth. And so lots of fun. I mean, it is kids, so they can be unpredictable. But for the most part, yeah, it's fun.
I enjoyed it. I really did.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about Bailey Electric. You can call Bailey Electric at 785-871-1967 for all your electrical needs. If you're doing some of those DIY jobs around the house, you know, there's a lot of things you can do just perfectly fine, but the electrical work you should keep up. You should leave to the professionals. You know, that can turn bad. So you want to make sure that the professionals take care of all your electrical work. And at Bailey Electric, they offer free estimates. They're licensed and insured. They don't charge mileage for the Norton or Oberlin area. They have their own boom truck. They do new installations and rewiring, then trenching, and they have the lowest rates. All of that at Bailey Electric. Call them today. Write this down. Put it in your phone. Have it handy because you never really know when you're going to need that electrician. 785-871-1967 for Bailey Electric.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is featuring pork, roast, and cheesy hash brown served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy chicken fried steak or liver and onions for the special this evening. Again, today's lunch buffet is pork roast and cheesy hash browns, so make plans to go and enjoy that. We kind of mentioned it last week, and want to go ahead and do this week's featured pie. Comes from Alaska, and it is a rhubarb blueberry galette or galette, G-A-L-E-T-T-E. It looks beautiful. Look at that. So this week's featured pie. Each week, TNC Kitchen is going to feature a pie from a different state. Obviously, last week was Alabama. Today is Alaska. So Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. I think they're doing it in alphabetical order. And so this week's is Alaska. And it is a rhubarb blueberry galette pie. If you go to their Facebook page, they have a picture of this pie. It is absolutely gorgeous. And if it tastes as good as it looks, you're in for a treat. So that is this week's pie feature at TNC Kitchen. We also want to let you know and remind you so you can make plans that this Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, TNC Kitchen will be closed for the weekend. They will reopen during their regular business hours on Monday the 15th.
All right. The pie looks delicious. It really does. When I first looked at that picture, it made me stop.
The crust is like a fold over on the top crust, and so it makes a really pretty design, and it looks, yum, yum, yum.
It does. It looks delicious. All right. Let's talk about J&R Liquor. J&R Liquor, they want you to know that if you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, you don't need to look any further than J&R Liquor right here in Norton. J&R keeps their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all of your favorites, like Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, and more, and they're all ice cold and ready to go. If you've been out and about traveling around here recently and you found something you really like, stop in at J&R Liquor. If they don't have it, they'll do their best to get it in for you. Be sure to stop in also for your Kansas Lottery tickets available at J&R Liquor. J&R Liquor is located at 112 North 1st Avenue right here in downtown Norton. And make sure you listen on Friday for Favorite Flavor Friday. Mandy's been picking out some good stuff. I was peeking.
Do you remember what our theme is for January? Warming you up.
Yeah, warming you up.
Warming you up.
I was peeking.
So they're warm. Oh, yeah, because I already have all of them.
I know.
For the whole month, already done.
I came in yesterday afternoon for a couple hours to do some work on the computer and stuff, and so I was on your computer, and I saw the little edge of it, so I had a peek. They look good.
Thank you.
I have some requests.
Okay.
Yeah, they look good. So, yeah, warm you up inside, and what a good time for that, isn't it? Because Saturday or Friday, it's supposed to be in the single digits.
And negative wind chills.
And wind chills, yeah. Yes. So listen on Friday. Mandy's going to tell you how to warm your insides and keep you toasty throughout this winter, and I can't wait.
Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your kid gift-giving needs. In stock with new items arriving weekly, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. We talk about gift-giving needs. We have Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, I personally have been into Destination Kitchen and looked at their storefront and everything that they have to offer. And I would love numerous things from Destination Kitchen for a Valentine's gift. Hint, hint, ha-ha, honey.
It'd be hard to make a wrong choice, wouldn't it?
I know. You go in and so just giving you a heads up, giving you plenty of time to go in and search out that next gift for your loved one at Destination Kitchen. While you're in there, check out the Christmas and winter items. They're still on sale at 20% off. All Christmas and winter items still in stock at Destination Kitchen. So get those items before they are gone and packed away. And then you can take them home, and it'll be like Christmas all over again when you unpack it next year for the first time.
There you go.
Out of the kitchen for their special this week, the girls are serving you up some good stuff. They have all American paninis for their special, and then their desserts is blueberry cheesecake, lemon cake, strawberry cake, cherry kuchen bars, caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and, of course, their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2, Monday through Saturday, with all your favorite sandwiches. Don't forget their brick oven pizza and, of course, their salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
Bible teacher Terry Laughlin is sermon writer for Sermon Central, Logos Bible Software, Faith Life Sermons, ChurchLeaders.com, and the Norton Telegram. Crossroads messages have nearly 2,500,000 readings, covering 98 different topics and reaching up to 100 different countries each week, and 100% of his writings are donated. Crossroads Messages is inviting you to get to know them by searching their free website, where you can find the pages Crossroads Mission Statement, Doctrine, and the Teacher. Crossroads Messages topical teachings are written to mature you from the milk of God's Word to feeding on the meat of the written Word of God. They're asking you to make time and read biblical teachings, which are preparing Christians all over the world to teach God's Word to others. Their free website for Crossroads Messages is standatthecrossroads.com.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, we'll even take birthdays from Monday and Tuesday if you wanted to call those in, and we'll get them entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary, call them in, and on Friday at the end of our show, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 877-3378. H&J Repair Appliance Outlet is open and ready for your business. They'd like to give you a tour of their new storefront downtown Norton. They have all of your appliances, and these are new appliances. They get them directly from the manufacturer and off the truck, and they come with a one-year warranty. You have also an opportunity to go ahead and add an extended warranty when you purchase your appliances from H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. Their hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please keep in mind that part of their service sometimes includes delivery. You can make those arrangements with Appliance Outlet when you purchase your appliance, but that does mean that sometimes they are not there during their regular store hours because they are making those deliveries. But don't worry, they have a phone a phone number listed on their door, 785-871-0048. You can call or text and let them know, hey, just let me know when you're back in the store, and I'll come down and take a look at your appliances that you have in stock. They also have a store number you can call ahead of time before going down, 785-202-2812. When I talk about new appliances, these are brand new. Some of them do have a little scratch or dent in some part of the appliance, but that doesn't take away from the value of what you're getting. I can guarantee also that this is not going to be new appliance prices at Appliance Outlet. You need to go down and take a look. They have refrigerators and stoves and microwaves, dishwashers, washers and dryers, all in stock at downtown Norton at Appliance Outlet.
Awesome. Hey, we're going to take well, you're done.
That was awful. That was with authority. I am done. Put it away.
Mic drop. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup, and when we come back, we're going to have your history.
This is Jan Keen for North Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with information on our upcoming sales schedule. We will not have an auction this Thursday, January 11, due to present and incoming weather conditions. Our next auction will be January 18, featuring 18 black red heifers bred to low birth weight black Troyer Angus bulls for 60 days, had all their shots, 1,100 pounds plus, been running out. 22 black white faced 3 and 4 year old bred calves bred to Baldridge Angus for 60 days starting March 1. 20 mixed older calves bred black Angus for March, red Angus for March 1 calving. 15 mostly black calves bred Angus April and May calvers. We have consignments of calves coming in off the cow, as well as several loads and part loads of feeder cattle already consigned for this auction. Listen next week for a full listing. Again, no auction this week at Norton Livestock Market due to the present and upcoming weather conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181 for all of your auto and light truck needs.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, November, oh my goodness, January 10th, I saw the 1-1 on the top of my, and I just, November. No, it is January 10th, 1901. Oil was discovered at the Spindle Top oil field near Beaumont, Texas. In 1911, Major Jimmy Erickson took the first photograph from an airplane while flying over San Diego, California. 1920, the League of Nations ratified the Treaty of Versailles, officially ending World War I with Germany. 1943, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt sailed from Miami, Florida to Trinidad, thus becoming the first American president to visit a foreign country during wartime. 1943, the quiz show The Better Half was heard for the first time on Mutual Radio. 1946, the first meeting of the United Nations General Assembly took place with 51 nations represented. 1951, Donald Howard Rogers piloted the first passenger jet on a trip from Chicago to New York City. 1971, Masterpiece Theater premiered on PBS with host Alastair Cook. The introduction drama series was The First Churchills. In 1984, the United States and the Vatican established full diplomatic relations for the first time in more than a century. 1986, the uncut version of Jerome Kern's musical Showboat opened at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. 1990, Time Inc. and Warner Communications Inc. completed a $14 billion merger. The new company, Time Warner, was the world's largest entertainment company. 1994, in Manassas, Virginia, Lorena Bobbitt went on trial. She had been charged with maliciously wounding her husband, John. She was acquitted by reason of temporary insanity. In 2000, it was announced that Time Warner had agreed to buy America Online. It was the largest ever corporate merger, priced at $162 billion. The Federal Trade Commission approved the deal on December 14, 2000. 2007, the iTunes Music Store reached 1.3 million feature-length films sold and 50 million television episodes sold. And finally, on this day, January 10th, 2020, the green Ford Mustang from the 1968 Steve McQueen thriller Bullet was sold for $3.4 million at the Mecum auctions event in Kissimmee, Florida.
Today is January 10th. It's National Houseplant Appreciation Day. Mandy does such a good job. Mandy and Madison do such good jobs of our plants here at the station.
We've got quite the
they're getting
the
huge
variety here.
No, I know. We're going to have to get a little sickle to get in the door. It's National Oysters Rockefeller Day. Do you know what Oysters Rockefeller is? If you like oysters, I'm sure they're good. They're baked oysters on the half shell with sauce and breadcrumbs.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I tried oysters. I try everything. It's Save the Eagles Day, and it's also National Cut Your Energy Cost Day. In music, in 1956, Elvis Presley recorded his first songs as an RCA Victor artist in Nashville. In 1981, the Gilbert and Sullivan musical, The Pirates of Penzance, opened at Broadway's Eurus Theater, starring Linda Ronstadt and Rex Smith. In 1997, James Brown got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2003, George Strait was inducted into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas. He's like a real cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
In sports, can you tell I like George Strait? In sports, in 1950, Ben Hogan appeared for the first time in a golf tournament since an auto accident a year earlier. He tied Simon Sammy Snead in the Los Angeles Open. However, Hogan lost in a playoff. In 1962, the NFL entered into a single network agreement with CBS for telecasting all regular season games for $4.65 million annually. I think the players make more than that now. And in 1990, the NCAA approved a random drug testing program among college football players and harsh penalties for drug use. Happy birthday to Donald Fagen, born in 1948, co-founder of the group Steely Dan. George Foreman was born in 1949, the heavyweight boxing champ, and also the grilling business. And Rod Stewart was born in 1945. He's the raspy voice singer of many songs, including Maggie May.
Doesn't George have like 8 kids and all of them are called George?
Foreman, yeah.
Okay.
They're all named George, yeah. Boys anyway. I think all he's got, I don't know. He's got a lot of kids and they're all named George, yes.
Okay.
Makes a good grill. Hard to clean. I need to tell him that. People that died on this date. David Bowie died in 2016, the innovative rock star who was also Ziggy Stardust. Coco Chanel died in 1971, the designer who created the little black dress. Samuel Colt died in 1862, inventor of the Colt revolver. And Ruth Wakefield died in 1977. Ruth was the inventor of the Toll House chocolate chip cookie.
Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah, because I eat those things right out of the bag.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays, we're going to go back and celebrate birthdays on Monday, January 8th, and that was Tatum Simmons celebrating birthdays on Tuesday, January 9th. We have Katie Giltieri, Eddie Lively, Dwayne Rehm, Nash Harding, and Cassie Stanley. And celebrating birthdays today, we have January 10th, we have Carol Otter, Brandy Russell, and Karen Edgett.
All right, how many we have called in?
We had one called in.
Who's going to get that cookie?
Mary Ann Hadley.
Congratulations, Mary Ann. You just got a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have a gentleman, if he's not already been called, was looking for snow removal, 871-7515. And happy birthday going out to Mary Ann Hadley.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Sunshine Learning Center, Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, J&R Liquor, Destination Kitchen, H&J Repair, and Cowpoke Supply. All sponsors of our show that we truly appreciate. It's all because of them that we get to be here. All right. Let's see. Before we wind up today, I do want to let everybody know that we are under a wind chill advisory that starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock. During this advisory, during these next week of all these cold temperatures. Just please take all your precautions. You know, if you don't have to be outside, don't be outside. But remember, if it's cold for you, it's cold for your pets. So if you can bring your pets in, that would be ideal. If they can't come in, even in the garage, but if they can't come in, make sure they have shelter, they have plenty of warmth and plenty of food and water to keep them hydrated and nourished and able to deal with all this cold weather. But it is going to be really cold, so remember there is a wind chill advisory right now. And we also want to thank The Bank. We've been telling you a lot lately about The Bank. They're so wonderful. They sponsor our severe weather reports, closings and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. They've made it possible for us to keep up on this weather in the last few days, and they continue to do that. We thank them for their sponsorship for the severe weather. Again, thank you to the city. There is some snow called for tomorrow, but high winds, so it may not be great outside tomorrow. So, you know, you might want to make some arrangements ahead of time. But keep in mind that our city crews are out and about. They're trying to keep our roads safe. It's a constant job, especially this time of year. So please give them right away. Please don't be tailgating the city crews and such, and let them do their jobs. And again, Mandy, I already gave a thank you to the city crews. You want to add anything to that?
Most definitely. They're out there when we can't be out there. I've seen that all over Facebook, and we greatly appreciate the fact that they are keeping us safe. They are trying to get our roadways cleared so we can get to and from where we need to get to safely, and we just continue to thank them, along with our linemen. I know that it was some pretty harsh conditions to be out in, and they were out there, and they were getting areas in our listening area back online with electricity during that storm. And so, you know, to them and their families, because their families are at home wondering and worrying about them, we thank them for that service. And we just ask that if you are out and about and you see these people, number one, tell them thank you. Number two, give them the respect that they deserve, because you definitely wouldn't be out there doing that job. And if you think you can do better, then I believe they probably are hiring, and you can try and do that.
And our city would not be running right now if it wasn't for our city crews.
Yes.
Getting us up and going. So, yeah, I just...
And there's a certain way that they have to do. They
right.
have to have, you know, number one, trying to get out there and do the roads when it's still blowing and snowing at 45 mile per hour. That would not have made sense. So they shouldn't have been out there, and they weren't, thankfully.
Right.
Number two, when and they are able to get out there, which they got out there as soon as they were able and it made sense to do so, they have a chain of events that has to take place. They have to do the emergency routes first. And we remind you, if you are on an emergency route, that you need to park off that emergency route so that they can get those cleared. Those are the ones that they will hit first. And then after that, they will focus on the other areas. But again, they know their job. They know what they're doing. We need to respect that they know what they're doing. They know what needs to be done. And just tell them thank you.
Yep, thank you. Because,
that's
yeah, like
it.
I said, we would not be here today. Probably you and I probably wouldn't be able to get in today if our crews were out clearing our street. So, yeah, working hard, aren't they?
Yes. Sorry, I got on my soapbox because there was some very ignorant.
Yes.
Ignorant people making
I agree.
Comments.
And, you know, and especially that parking on the snow routes. If you live on a snow route, you know you live on a snow route, you know there's a snowstorm coming. This was talked about for days. Get your cars off the snow route.
Yes.
Because, you know, they need to get those streets clean. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%, Mandy. All right. Let's see. So that's it for today. We're back. And I hope everybody enjoyed our show today on our party line. And be sure to listen tomorrow to KQ&K for Party Line. We thank everybody for listening and hope everybody has a great day. Keep your eye on the weather forecasts. And we got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I need to ask you a question, but then I'm here.
Okay, give us about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, it's time to go, Mandy. I'm glad to see you again.
Yes. Yeah. It's like we've been away from each other. We talk every day, multiple times a day, but yes.
I told her I said
between
I've
her vacation and me getting sick last week and now the snowstorm. I told her I felt like I haven't seen her in a month.
I know, and I couldn't wait to get here because I've got all these things I want to talk about. So, all right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day today. Mandy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nat.
And in the meantime, don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.